of them stop and say, what are you doing, you idiot? Do you think this is an ocean? You throwing it here in the bazaar? For what reason? He says, I want to catch a fish. He says, you're an idiot. He says, if you think I am an idiot, my friend is sitting on my bucket waiting for me to catch it so I could give it to him too. This is how we go through life. We throw our net in the wrong place, and we have a whole group of company that are with us to witness our stupidity. And truthfully, this is why the world becomes in the edge of destruction. When we look, those of us that look for freedom in the right place, not by going to another person's country, not by taking it selfishly, we look for ultimate freedom, ultimate peace. The word that is very important is ultimate, because ultimate does not have an opposite. Ultimate peace, ultimate freedom. Those of us will be guided from here. The guru, the teacher is here. So the outside teacher will point you to your inside teacher, and then you are on your way. And then you take off on your own. I don't know what time it is. Anybody care?
It's now.
Nobody cares. 5 minutes to the hour.
The hour. Any other comment or question? If you feel confused, allow yourself to be really confused, because this type of talk is not for the mind. It's for the heart to understand, and the mind probably will doubt it later on. And that's okay. That's when we stop, we don't go with it. Right? There is absolutely something that brings some of you here week after week, and that is the teacher. That is the teacher.
I read a phrase in a book today that said that when you meditate and you put yourself in the moment, you take yourself out of thousands of years of collective conditioning, collective human conditioning.
Yes. Again, absolutely, this sounds the truth, but you need to have a method. You know, when you are in now, what does that mean? Now doesn't even exist. I know I'm causing trouble. Now doesn't even exist. You know why? Because it's only, again, I can't say the words. Now means time. What we are trying to accomplish is, like Mikhaela was saying, just be. The being was from beginningless to endless. So how can you say present or past or future? It's just is. Just is. Peaceful. Infinite. Just is. So can we say just is a present time? No. There is no time. It always been. Always will be. How do we put it in for present time or past? Or
put
future.
An omni in front of it.
Omnipresent, yes. Omnipresent.
Time does not stand still.
Huh? Time does not.
Time is a constantly in motion.
Yes. And is a part of the Maya, too. So, absolutely. Yes. Yes.
For lack of a better word, then.
Yes, it is. Exactly. And all of this reading that you're doing is wonderful, because, like you were saying, you're taking yourself from an ordinary person that is enslaved with belief, tendencies, and concept, which is we're only a puppet at that time. We're not really living. You're beginning to give yourself ideas based on the truth. You're saying, wait a minute, I got to question all of this. wait a minute, I swallowed all of that. I want to question it now. And that is when a person is on the right track.
And that was your suggestion when I mentioned the
yes.
being in the now, and you, or just meditating and thinking of nothing. Uh-huh. You said you can't do that because then it's just another escape. And I went back, oh man, I just threw everything out the window. Uh-huh. And I started thinking about it, and you're absolutely right.
Yes.
It was just another escape at that point.
Yes, but it is necessary. All of the escapes is necessary. What we are talking about tonight, I'm not expecting us to practice it overnight at all. It might take us a lifetime. But what is happening is this is thrown in your consciousness, and because it's thrown in your consciousness, your inner will bring everything possible to get you ready for that point. So you will take a train from here to here, you will take a bicycle from here to here, and you will take a donkey from here to here. Do you see what I'm saying? Was it wasted, your trip with your train? No.
No.
Neither was your bicycle. But if I sometimes throw something that seems far-fetched, accept it anymore. Let it be in your mind if it makes sense. Because eventually, when you get here, you say, oh my God, it makes so much sense. Yes, I got it. I got it. This is exactly what it is. In life, no matter how much we create an anxiety or concern, I can tell you something from the bottom of my heart, that if we can stay in the ground of confidence and trust, that things will be completely all right.